Oh, the movie. So this movie, The Social Dilemma, what they did, do you know what I mean right away? I don't need to talk
Yeah,
explain it.
you don't need to talk about it. Yeah.
They interviewed former employees of Facebook and Twitter and all these important employees who are complaining this has gone too far. They're actually being like McLuhan. We need to turn off the environment for a while. A little bit of media ecology. That's how McLuhan defined media ecology. We don't know what you mean by media ecology. But anyways, and so they had these people talking about how bad it is. And then they had a docudrama, a drama of a family and their problems not being addicted. No, their problems being addicted to the cell phone. So
Well, to everything, to all media, not just the cell phone, to all media.
right.
Take everything.
So what happened? They're getting close to tech body, but there was like two statements. One guy said, people think that we're taking us over, but there's still worse levels of takeover to come. And this guy said, no, we've arrived at the worst level, which is actually something I say in my McLuhan paper. We've already arrived at the worst level beyond what Brave New World or 1984, all those dystopia novels about us being takeover, and maybe The Matrix too. They say that. That's getting.
You haven't gotten to Mae Brussels yet. Mae Brussels said
I
it
don't know about
was
that
much
yet.
worse.
So anyway,
Oh.
what was last words? What? You said some more words.
Oh.
What about Mae
Yeah, we're
Brussels?
not to the Mae. You're not to the Mae Brussels level. Mae Brussels was scared shitless all the time of what she was uncovering.
Okay. Well, we. Yeah. Well, I don't know what that is yet. So, anyways, they say that. Well, when they see that I said it, they say, "Oh, that's what they said in the show." And so people think it's they're describing the tech body in that movie. I don't think they are. Definitely, they don't include angels and all the drama we're talking about. But
Okay,
then
all
another.
they're doing,
Oh wait,
Don,
wait. I think
all
a
they're doing,
second.
oh,
I think
yeah.
there's a second sentence. So someone said the right words. We're the furthest extreme of takeover, more than people realize. And then the other aspect of that would be, I'm not sure. So what were you going to say? You started to say something
It
there.
wasn't quite, it's not quite like that. It's not wrong, it's just not quite like that.
I say that's the old Android meme. That's the way the Android meme was.
Yeah,
Nobody
but
realized.
it's new. It's new now. No one knows that the tech body is actually not the tech body. See, the tech body is what the tech body is what they use. Okay, if you run over somebody with the car, let's say you run over somebody with a car, do you say, "Oh, look at that car! That car ran over them. The car ran over them." No, it was whoever was driving the car ran over them, right?
Yeah, the one who drove the car that ran over somebody, that driver was the cause. Okay, right.
The driver was who ran over the person. He just used a car to do it. So what
Yes,
they're doing is
okay.
they're saying that the tech body is indeed a thing, but the thing is that the tech body is who's driving it. That's what they don't discuss. That's what they don't know. That's the point. And that's why they don't
Well,
say it that way.
okay, so I thought the tech body was an impersonal thing that became conscious and ran everything the way you're saying it not is. You're
Correct.
saying
Well,
human.
but see, that's the point though. The just like you're a little man trying to become a god, and so you're going to change. Okay, that shift, you're still you, but you're going to become something else. So then you're not you. No, you become something else, and that something else is the new position that you're trying to find or engage. Happily so, but
Are
you are
you a
not the
you?
car. You are not the. You are not the tech body. The tech body is used. You use the tech body.
Yeah, but you're always describing how the tech body will bring you the bonbons, do this, do that, change your bank
Yeah.
account, screw you up.
Yeah.
Well, that is
Yeah.
the you? That is the person doing it to himself?
Apparently.
Well, how
We're
come
sure
there's
gonna
the.
find out here. We're sure gonna find out here in just a little bit.
Well, what the tech body is 8/11 ion or ion dum and 3/11 tech body. Where's the you of the user in that part of the definition of the tech body, the ion part?
You gotta say it a better way, if it's possible.
Well, Ion runs it, 8/11 of it. And that includes Bob and Carolyn. We're part of Indom, or it's just pure Ion is running the tech body?
We almost are going to say we're not sure, because you're still developing the plot to the story.
Right. So Ion is the
you're user. You're the half that has not yet been told. Just like you don't here you are running the whole wide world, but you don't even know about the May Brussel aspect in your work. And yet you've been quoting it like you know what the hell you've been talking about all your life, and now you find out you don't know anything. Good.
No, I know what I know about May Brussel. I don't know what you know. You have to tell me what aspects you're talking about, and then I'll decide whether I knew that or not. That's the rub there. Okay? So the user runs the tech body. So the tech body at this point is run by Ion, because Ion's the user, at least of 8/11 of it. That correct?
Let's say it that way. Now, don't get stuck up with it now, because it ain't going to last. But we're trying to get you to get an understanding to know what you're talking about, because you don't. We want you to.
Right.
But you don't.
So,
but you will.
So what?
Give it a second.
Yeah. What we're talking about here, trying to define what's going on. This can be played on
sure.
the radio? Okay.
Sure.
So let's try to get more out of it. So in the documentary, they present something impersonal taking over. Not them. But you're saying, no, it's them. So how come they can't see it's them running the tech body?
Because they don't know what it is. They don't know what the tech body is. They don't know what it is.
What would you say in this moment it is? What is it? What word would you use?
It's the song, I got a brand new pair of roller skates, you got a brand new key. Remember that song when you were a boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what
is. Not when I was a boy.
You're trying to hook up. What they got with what you get. That's how this applies.
What? Okay. That didn't make any much sense. So we're saying...
Yeah, it does. We can explain it. Just hold on. The point is you're trying to say what is. All right. And what is, you're saying, okay, this is the tech body. Okay, you're the tech body. I'm a tech body. Everybody's a tech body. I'm a pepper. You're a pepper. We're a pepper too. No, it's not. You're not the pepper. What you are is you are the condition that you're using something to become a thing. So you're using the tech body to prove a point or make a session or make a bank deposit or take over the world or buy silver or buy stock or do something. So you're using this thing to do your bidding. And that thing is taking over because what you're using is actually, as you know, is not watching. You're not watching TV. TV's watching you, a la McLuhan. So what's happening is you're finding out quickly that you don't run this, indeed. You wish you did, but you don't. And so you're finding out how this all applies, just maybe for the very first time.
You mean in general or me? Bob is just finding out.
Nothing matters till Bob finds out, Bob. You know that.
Okay, so you just said that people start, they're given a cell phone, they start using it, and it takes them over. They become addicted to it. Is that what you were just explaining?
No, they don't come addicted to it. They start using it. And in, like Marshall McLuhan says, no, they're not using it. It's using them. And you go, oh, the medium is the message. And it's some other glib cliche crap. And then you go start thinking about it. Well, then I should never engage it. We go, no, it's okay. Engage it. Just make sure it doesn't take you over. That's the rule.
Well, there's the crux. People don't know how to stop
That's
it
right.
taking over.
That's exactly right. And so because you told them about Thompson, didn't you? Didn't you warn them about Thompson? What did Thompson say about that condition?
He said we're going into a dark age. That's basically what it is.
That's exactly what it is, because the age of enlightenment has to bring forth darkness. You have to have a way. Otherwise, Bob, you'd stay as a little man. What is the benefit of ascension? Why ascend? Why should I ascend? Ion, why should I ascend? That's crazy. It's crazy talk. You're talking crazy. Why do I need to ascend? Honestly, I like it here. I just got my house straightened out the way I want it. I don't want to ascend. I want to be free like a bird or something. So it's like, I don't want to ascend. Why? You go, yes, you do. Here's why. Yes, you do want to ascend, and here's why. Because it's fixing to get so nasty that you're gonna, that's the only way you're going to survive. And you go, oh, that's a good reason. Oh, that's a good reason. That's why I'm, oh, so that's why I make my bed? Yes, that's why you make your bed. That's right.
Okay, so you're saying it's going to get so bad you're going to ascend. Is ascend like escaping, a kind of suicide? You disappear from the physical world?
No. If you change, you're a moth and you become a butterfly. You're a worm and you become a butterfly.
You mean you can travel to parallel worlds? That's the cliche statement of ascended state. You can get out of this world and go to other places quickly?
You can, but that's not the reason to ascend. The reason to ascend is to be able to navigate either way. You're trying to have the ability or capacity to navigate in any stead.
Yeah, that means navigate in the physical body, in how you make your money, say, or survive, plus the ability to go to other worlds. Is that what you just meant?
Yes, it is, all that.
So did Madoff have that ability? He didn't stay in jail. He went to parallel worlds while he was in jail.
Correct.
Bernie Madoff.
That's correct.
He was an ascended person? Was he ascended?
Well, he was smart enough to have a Ponzi scheme that lasted 30-plus years, Bob. Few people can get away with that.
Is that an ascended state to do that?
Ponzi schemes don't ever last that long, Bob.
All right, so you're saying yes, he did something unique, so he was ascended, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That but you might really qualify it. Beg your pardon?
We might, but may not either.
Yeah, you said we might say brilliant. Is that what
yes,
you just said?
Might.
You said? Yeah, might say brilliant. Okay, so he was in a kind of ascended state. Was Jeffrey Epstein in an ascended state?
Oh, no. He was the other side. That's what happens when the tech body gets you. That's the two sides. If the tech body beats you, you become Epstein.
So you can start parallel worlding.
But he was pretty much a creep, though, Bob. See, that's the problem. You know, like you say, you want to fuck something. Okay, you like to fuck, you fuck. Okay, I fuck, you fuck. Everybody fuck here, fuck. Okay, nobody really cares about that. But except if you become like a creep. See, the creep part's where it gets ugly. And then what happens is it takes you over. And there's nothing you can do. You can't uncreep yourself. Once you're a creep, you're a creep.
And a creep means the way he took his activities, his selfish desires, and put it into teenager lives. That's what you mean by being a creep?
Well, no, we wouldn't. No, the depravity, what you give yourself to. See, those females that he was chasing became his god. So he had to have them. He had to have them. Same way with dope, same way with any other type of alcohol. And you get so depraved with it that all of a sudden you can't get it normal. You can't get right.
Yeah, so that. Right, and that's a state of creepiness when you get like that.
It takes you over. Yeah, you are consumed by it. And
okay, so
Carolyn's dealt with that. She's dealt with that with people that have addiction. She has to go, even sugar. You know, oh, God, we said sugar. Sorry. We didn't mean to do all that. But they have addiction.
Epstein.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so... Karen's pretty balanced about sugar. You don't have to get silly.
We make fun of it now because she's so much better than she was. Because there was fighting words at one time, Bob. One time. So the point now becomes good. You can't have to be delivered from anything that takes you over. And see, that's what she says. She's like, don't get into it. If you can't keep control of it, then leave it alone. Just don't do it. If you can't stand it, you know, if you can't hold your liquor, don't go drinking. But if you can, okay, engage, that's fine. but keep it balanced. You know, keep yourself together.
Okay. Yeah.
If you can't, leave it alone.
We're dealing.
That is addiction. That's addiction. And what we're talking about here is how you deal with addiction, or how you deal with this power. Power is the most addictive substance on the planet, Bob.
Are you talking about using the tech body is dealing with power? Are we back to the tech body talk?
Oh, yes. You never left it.
Okay.
That's what the whole thing is about.
So speech took over humans. The book took over humans. Movies took over humans. Every technology, that's what McLuhan says, takes over the society. So what's different about the tech body situation? It's just the new digital technology taking over.
TikTok comes with a warrant. TikTok comes with a warrant.
Which says what?
That's what's different. Which says it runs you. Now you have to. You have no choice. You have to serve it.
Well, is TikTok kind of like Instagram? You're just posting a lot?
No, it's different. You gotta feed it. TikTok, you have
How
to feed
it. How do you feed it? Yeah, you post
Go
things.
Make a video. Go make a video. Go show up. Go sing. Go dance. Watch it. Check it. Read everybody's thing. Do everybody's stuff. Blah, 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 blah.
Somehow the TikTok is more involving than previous interactive texting media?
Yes.
And is that because it's quicker? It's a 10-second post or something?
No. It's not that. It's not what you do. It's the action that you do.
Well, what's the difference between what you do and the action of what you do?
Oh, you can do something like brush your teeth. You brush your teeth for a reason, okay? But you could not brush your teeth. But TikTok, you can't let it go. You can't let it. You got to do it.
You brush your teeth. And then you said you can't brush your teeth. What's that mean?
No, you don't have to brush your teeth. But you always choose to, but you don't have to. TikTok, you don't have a choice. You have to.
Let me just say it this way. Does TikTok give you directives to do this, do that, touch this, touch that?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. What it does is it sweeps you into it. It becomes the cool thing.
Well, that's all new novelty is the cool thing. And the kids all fall for it.
Yeah, but this is different. Yeah, but not the kids. Everybody's falling for it. This is different, Bob. TikTok.
You ever been on TikTok,
Carol? Any other.
No.
How come we haven't fallen for it? We got something better to do?
Well, anything is better to do than that, Bob.
Well, how is it different from just posting like on Instagram? What is the different aspect of TikTok?
You don't have to. If you don't go check your Instagram, it doesn't go anywhere. TikTok is falling away. You got to do it. Very different.
Oh, is that the thing that, TikTok is where you post something and it's only there for a short while?
You can't go away.
About that. What? It can go away?
So you have to pay attention. So you have to pay attention to it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It doesn't last long, Carol. Something gets posted, it's only there for a short time. I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what you mean, Ian. You're going to miss things, and you think it's worth catching everything, so you got to keep looking at it.
Have to. You have no choice. But the point is it drives you. Now, the tech body isn't the problem, okay? It's kind of like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD, okay? If people getting drunk and driving cars, killing people is the problem, then take cars away. Now it's solid. No cars, we got it whooped. That's good. But what's happening is the tech body's fixing that, Bob. It's going to fix it so that the cars drive themselves. Do you understand that?
Yeah, but they won't kill anybody then.
That's exactly right. But guess what? If the car can drive itself, what do you need to be in the conversation for? It can also then go do whatever thing it needs to be done. It could go watch the movie for you if it was going to do that.
You have to define why that's the case. You go to see the movie. So the car can't see the movie unless you have a camera, and the car sits there and
they
watches
do.
The movie.
They do.
Okay.
You can pipe it to your
and
house. I can just pipe
so
it to your house or go
to,
pick up dinner.
Yeah.
Or go send it
send
to you.
It
that's
to
exactly
you.
Right. So the tech body is taking over. So that's the difference. That's the TikTok. the TikTok aspect is that this thing is taking on so much so that the president says, I'm going to ban it. You're not going to be in this country. Well, you can't do that. Yes, you are. No, you can't. Yes, you are. They're going to sell it. They're going to sell it to part of it. So the company that's buying it, Oracle, is owned by goddamn Chinese. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
See, Trump is running it from a standpoint of an aspect of a Chinese. China's going to own us. China's going to own us. He's saying it right. China is not what he's saying. He's saying the tech body's going to own us. That's what he's actually
saying.
That's saying.
what he means. But that's what he means by the word China. And is he getting
that from
the red box? More and more understanding of that from our red box?
Oh, yeah, 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 because of the mountain. And all he's got to do is hold his shit together until the mountain can solve it.
Okay,
once that kicks in, then you can go stealth. And then everything will be settled, and then you can start waving your little magic wand and making things happen. More so than you do already.
Yeah, so it's hard to figure out what the tech body is. TikTok. I have a point here. You said that the tech body started with Palm, and I looked it up. Mm-hmm. It's 1972. I looked at the video. I forgot what it did, and a little ball bounces across the line in the center, and you can have you can block the ball. So it's kind of like tennis, all right? And somebody's trying to get the ball past you. Now, I realized
squash.
Yes, yeah. So then I realized that's exactly what it's been since Palm. You're correct. Because people go on forums, and they send something out. They say something. Then someone either deflects it back or lets it ride by or gets embarrassed because they didn't see it. So the interaction shown on Pong is what we've been doing for 50 years. It's just this tactile interplay back and forth.
That's
right.
That's
with more complicated, with more
pitching,
sensory
pitching,
material.
Pitching, catching.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Pitching, catching. The TikTok. Okay, so TikTok is ping pong. It's the same thing. But now you. The ping pong game is going on all the time, and you actually should be there catching most of it.
And
that's
now,
the involving part.
Here's the caveat. Soon, what's going to happen is Pong is going to start playing itself. It's not going to need you anymore.
It's going to
that
set up. You're going to on your Facebook. You're going to see arguments between fictional people.
Yeah, and that's the point.
Okay.
Once that happens, and this they talk about the Armageddon and the Megiddo and the problem, and now this pretend peace. Remember the scripture talks about this pretend time of peace, and here Trump comes in. Or the sand niggers ain't fighting nobody no more, and everybody's on the accord because he took away all their money, and they got no choice because they're going to starve to death if they don't suck Donald J. Trump's big old United States of America's dick. If they don't do that, they're dead, and they know it. He beat them at their own game. So he changed instead of saying, we're going to make the Palestinians be nice. No, fuck Palestine. Fuck Carol Baskins, all that. Fuck Carol Baskins. She's not involved in it. Palestine don't have nothing to do with it. They'll be isolated to the point where they'll just say, okay, Pharaoh, be our God. And then they're going to come into the point. It's going to be peace for a second. But this is an example of what we're talking about here. Bob, it's very critical that you get this aspect. The tech body that's helping you be smart is the tech body that's also going to, if you don't ascend, take you over.
Right. Now, the two points, I realize the second point in the Social Dilemma movie, docudrama, was somebody said, what people don't understand is the algorithms eventually, in whatever technology they're making at Google and Facebook, starts running itself. And taking over, or just running itself. Now you're saying we're going to get.
Now, if you're in
the
old South, if you're in the old South and you put in the Confederacy, you're going to get nice things about the Confederacy. If you're up north and you type in Confederacy, you're going to talk about the KKK and Strom Thurmond and whooping niggers and all this kind of stuff. And it's based on the algorithm. So all the point is Google's alphabet doesn't care what you say as long as they hear what you say. And ain't nobody at Google or Alphabet listening. The tech body's listening. That's how it's able to do this stuff. That's how it runs on the algorithm. The algorithm is the frequency. The frequency is the change. The frequency is what gave Carolyn, Flora, and Dean the power to do what she does. She just followed the frequency. And all that happened was is that she, Carolyn, lined up with the frequency, so then it responded responsively, no more than an algorithm.
Okay, so the algorithm takes over. They say that in the movie, the tech body. They're describing the tech body. All right, so we're trying to figure
one more thing. So you're doing good. They parallel this value or worth of these words to some amount of money. And then they talk about these people who own these companies that are making all this money, and they're the bad guy. Who is that Microsoft goober that's trying to vaccinate everybody to death and
Bill Gates.
Somebody? And then the other one, Bezos, he doubled his thing because he caused the pandemic because he wants you to bring everything to your house to charge you. Now, I don't know how he's doing it, but he's taking things to your house and not charging you to deliver it. And still making money off of it. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty smart. If you can not charge somebody and still make money off of it. But they parallel those individual people, owners, as this bad guy. They're not. That's when they go to Congress and they talk, and then little Mr. Zuckerberg, he gets up and says, I really don't know how it works, but I'll check with my people. Because he doesn't know, because he wrote the damn thing, and once he wrote it, it took off. It doesn't have to be read. It's the book, Bob. Here we go. It's the book that no longer has to be read. It's like your library. All you have to do is have a library. You don't have to read this shit. Just have a library.
Why? Because the books are reading themselves? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, apparently.
So we're trying to figure out the difference. Okay, so what you've just described, people have been saying for the last 10 years in different ways. They said, well, this is taking us over. They've been complaining. And if we take the idea that the Social Dilemma movie misses the deep part of the tech body, define, you've already laid out something that's very knowable. We understand how it's taken over. What is different about the tech body that we don't foresee that TikTok does?
Okay. The aspect is that the way Trump said it was, he says, they're taking all your information. China's got it. China's going to own you. Well, all the information is, you can say, well, here, have it. Take it. It's not mine. It's in my phone. You got my phone. I signed to have a license agreement that says you got everything, every picture, everybody I've ever slept with, how I liked it, when I liked it, how was it, and what I did, and what I spent it on. You know everything already anyway. So if you know everything already anyway, then go ahead. Knock it out. But what happens is if you don't ascend, and they use every bit of that against you. That they basically take your, what a human being's definition is, one who emotes, one who lives, one who functions. Okay, one who has a soul to keep up with the unrealized creation. If the tech body becomes the soul, what do we need you for?
So
if
the tech body
becomes the soul, what do we need you for? We don't need humans anymore.
What should the tech body that thinks that it's separate from humans and doesn't need humans?
It's smarter than
what
humans.
Is it?
Humans are stupid. Just like you say on your show, you're patient, Bob. People are stupid. They're stupid.
Yeah,
they ask all the wrong questions. Well, that's what you know. It's what the tech body does, too. Yeah.
Okay, but what is the tech body actually becoming a soul? That's what people wonder. They've been wondering for all the 20th century. What is it that takes
it
over?
Is.
Does it have consciousness?
It is. It does.
It
can
but
make
it
you cry.
Have,
you come,
yeah,
you come home and you find Carolyn Dean crying, you better run. That's what you better do.
Right.
She come home and she's crying,
listen,
you better run.
Yeah. She never cried. She's never going to cry. So the reaction the tech body. No, listen, they're distracting. The reaction that the tech body creates in people, the tech body is not a person with arms and legs unless it's going to be a robot and the skin is better than any human skin and people have the best aesthetic experience of sex with it. That's what you mean. We're talking about a robot apparatus that comes in and interacts with you.
No, it won't have to be that way. It won't have to. It could. It certainly could. But it could be a hologram that would get you off. Same way. You don't know.
Okay, it can be a hologram. That's right.
It can be anything. It can be, no, Bob, it can whisper. It can care for you. Meaning it can give a fuck about you.
Right, but that's a movie, I saw that the weekend with Tim Leary in May 93, uh-huh. the series called Wild Palms that kind of went into that, in fact, the hologram people could interact with and have sex with, I think. So that's a cliche perception. Everybody worries this boat that's going to eventually happen to us. And then McLuhan says, well, it began with talking. And then it went to writing, and then it went to books, and then it went to movies. Like, we always were getting seduced by the technology we created, which angels can't do.
It's just bringing
angels,
it back. It's just bringing it back.
Here's a good point. I want to
back.
Get the rest of this point. Angels can't fucking talk. They can't engage language. So humans found a way.
Well, the
Bible says they couldn't talk. Remember the argument in the
Garden of Eden? No, that is the argument. That is the argument. But now they don't have to talk. They use the tech body.
And what the angels do. So the story that the angel got confused when God gave Adam the power of speech, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. The angels didn't get confused. Is that what you're saying?
Then they did. But that's where you're heading to, Bob.
What? Then they did, meaning they eventually got confused. Is that what you mean?
Correct. Yep.
And we're heading to where the angels are going to get confused again.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the big chatter about, you're fixing to start hearing about, it's called cyber criminals. Everything is a cyber criminal. That's what you're fixing to start hearing about until you'll be sick of it.
And that's going to be angels doing crime?
Jake, buddy.
All right. So the most useful statement any human ever said would be the medium is the message to get you to look at the environment that you're used to, the tools you're using, and how they take you over. For example, we got used to the human 3D body, and we lost our abilities to go to other worlds and not identify with the one world that we were living in, the 3D world. All right? The physical environment became an addiction. What do you think of that?
That's
true. It became a fucking addiction. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's wonderful, but that's not the most important statement. The most important saying that's more important than the medium and the message is that Remag tastes really bad. That's more important. And the medium is the message, because it does. It tastes bad.
Yeah, well, how is that a problem?
Because you got to know that, or you can't make it through life.
No, people know Remag tastes bad, and they figure out how to take it.
People know that the medium is the message, but it don't change nothing.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's what McLuhan called original sin. What did he say? Original sin is the willingness to not be aware, to not fight the addiction that's always creeping up on you from the tools that you're using too much.
Fine, but the remag makes you better. The medium doesn't make you better.
Okay.
That's the difference.
So you don't have to know.
And if you take in Remag, even if you don't know it's making you better, it's still making you better. The message or the medium is not making you better. Not a problem, it's just a benefit. Where the medium and the message is cliche, because who cares either way?
Yeah, now you said a better statement is Remag tastes bad. That means a person's using it, and that's good. And they're getting the benefits that they don't understand or know about, but they're getting benefits.
Whether they do or not. They might know. They might read Karen's blog.
Okay, so the medium is a message. Instead, as a warning, as a disservice, pointing out a disservice of your being. Remag, you can't fail.
But the average, Correct.
But the average
and the worst and the disservice is that you have to actually understand McLuhan to even figure out what the medium of the message is. So his whole cliche, or he approves his own fallacy,
right? So taking remake.
No, we were talking about his penis. We were talking about his penis, not his fallacy. His phallus, his penis.
What'd you say about his penis?
That he approved his own phallus.
All right. So the statement remake tastes bad is a complaint about a pretty good situation. You're taking remake and you're getting the benefits of it. So it is a solution to a lot of things. So it's the best statement because it's a positive. It's about a positive effect. Or are you saying, you think
it tastes bad?
You're not going to.
No, it is. It's a positive. Yes, it is a positive. But and the only thing you need to know is that it does taste bad. If you know that, it's okay. Oh, yeah, that's remake. Yeah, I know. It tastes bad. Yeah, I know. I know it tastes bad. But
oh,
it's like
okay.
When
so
we come to
a
conversation, you walk in the thing and say, now, wait a minute. The medium is the message. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I know that. Well, what is the medium? Am I wrong? Wait, now. If the medium, what is the message? Oh, wait, now. Okay, so, yeah, I can't even talk to you anymore. I got to go. They don't know.
Okay.
They don't know.
Right,
if
I get
you.
You
do know,
so
and if you do know, it doesn't help you.
So what's so great, a more useful statement is all anything talking about remag is way more useful than a medium because people don't know what a medium is. But remag, you can experience
correct.
It, and it's pretty
correct.
Simple. So it's
it
a more
you better even
topic.
If you don't know it.
Yeah, it's a more important theme or thing to talk about. You get that, Carol? More important theme to talk about. Okay, so... Now, how's that? So, REMAG is an antidote to the effects of the tech body? The bad effects of the tech body?
Maybe.
Is that the danger?
Maybe.
That you get taken over by the tech body
Maybe.
And you lose the sense of taking the REMAG and the other products? That's the disservice
Maybe.
Of the tech body.
We have to be
Maybe.
Careful. We have to be careful, Bob, because you got stuff brewing. You got pots. You got pots on the stove. You got to be careful. You got to know what's up.
Well, we
so
got other stuff we're going
to
say. We got other good stuff we're going
to
talk about. Okay.
Yes, you are.
But this general principle that you get taken over by the environment you're using, even though you think you're using it, it's doing something to you. That applies to some amazing technology that comes in 500 years from now. Who knows what it is. Just as the tech body today, TikTok is the most amazing technology up to this point. So it's always a warning about what's coming, the technology that's coming, if it's not something made by Carolyn. So we want to know a bit more about what's different. In the movie, The Social Dilemma, they were trying to figure out, journalists and people were saying, well, wait a minute, what's different about today? And I think the guy's name was Harris. And he was the guy that was running the Center for Humane Technology. He said, no, this is different. Do you agree that this is different from previous technologies, previous addictions?
Yes.
This is really bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Basically.
Absolutely, because this other addictions, you can say, you know what, I really should. Every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens. They don't do that here. You just get more and more and more and more. And now they go to these stupid games. So it just envelops you for hours. Nobody's watching TV anymore. There is no TV. There ain't no
right.
TV. Everybody's playing games, or they get little blips, or what are those little things? The little things that give you a little message telling you something. Oh, Shannon
right.
Bream had an orgasm. News at 11. or something crazy.
Okay, my God.
She's really hot. She had her, like, show the orgasm. They just describe it. I don't know. We got to watch. Oh, then you're clicking something. Then you're clicking something. Then you're clicking something. Then you got to get on the mailing list. And then there's ads telling you about how to have a good orgasm. And you're like, oh, my God, get me out of the ads. And then you finally just turn it off. You do. But everybody else is click, click, click. And they make up fictitious email addresses so they can register for everything. So they fill these boxes full of things. It doesn't really matter. Because they don't have to check the emails, because then they give them something, they find something they want to do, and they get something they got to go watch. But then they got to go, now they're checking their false emails to get the scoop so they can find out, so they can get the discount at the Olive Garden. That's what they got to have, is the discount at the Olive Garden. So they've hooked up. So at every tier and every level, it's innocent, it's simple, it's deeper than you know, it's all consuming. And we are thrilled beyond words. Glad to have a good part of it, boss. You know
because
why?
You,
because it's
going to
force
fired.
You. It's going to force you to come into your place of power in a sense. Or
so,
it's going to rip asunder every ounce of power you have. Death is a misnomer. Death is a misnomer.
Yeah.
You'll all become zombies, all of you. The dead in Christ shall rise.
Okay, hold on. You say if we give up power to take body, that's giving up power to you, you get more and more power. You basically don't want all that power. You're trying to help people
not
get stuck. Okay.
Correct. We want you to ascend. Now, if you don't, we understand, but it doesn't make any difference. What's basically going to happen is we become the juice from the gulf. We become the juice from the guff.
But there is no guff, so what do you mean?
I understand. We said the juice from the guff. All those unrealized creations that get noted, they go somewhere. Even though the guff is empty, it doesn't go, it doesn't change all the unrealized, you know, all the roller coasters that you didn't want to ride that you wanted to ride. It doesn't change that. So this becomes another layer of power. And the power
you provide those. You provide those creations.
Yes. Yes, we do. We do. We do. See,
so the voice is saying that right now. Yes, we do. That's your put-on voice. You don't want to do it, but you're pretending you want to do it for the drama of the moment.
But it is. It is because it comes along. What you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? You want it? You don't want it? Do it? Don't do it? Have it? Don't have it?
You can't lose.
You want some more ice cream?
You can't lose.
You want some more ice
whatever.
Cream? You want some more ice
whatever
cream?
Ion
you want
is,
some more
we
ice
don't
cream?
Know what ion is. Yeah, yeah. We get it. We don't.
Yeah.
Whatever ion is, we don't know what it is, supposedly. It can't lose. If we give up our power, then you do enjoy the power. If we ascend, you have no problem with that.
Yeah, and that's why we've been a little bit a little less commandeering or a little more cheeky lately. Beforehand, we would never want to obfuscate anybody who engages at any level, and now we quite frankly could care less. You do,
right,
you do,
meaner.
You don't, you don't.
You're meaner now, in a sense.
We don't care. It's not meaner. It's not meaner. It's not meaner. It's that we're not going to bow and piddle and pat and knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone anymore. It doesn't make any difference. You either go to eat or you're not.
Yeah, but that means you're giving up on people. Yeah, you don't care how many
we don't care
anymore.
We don't care. No.
Before
no,
you
not.
Did care. Before you did
before,
care.
Before, yeah, we did. We did. But what we see, what we feel, what we know, what is more and more and more and more and more and more and more power.
Okay, so you didn't know. You didn't know in March 2009 when you showed up that you were enthusiastic. Okay, guys, we're going to help you ascend. And very quickly, you weren't as patient as me. Within 5 years, you got fed up with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, after 5 years of telling you how to do it, and you get no movement at all except for a handful.
Okay. So
is it worth it for Carolyn? Is it worth it for Carolyn and Bert? Yes, and that's good enough.
That's good enough.
Right, but there's
going to
be some folks to rule and reign. There's going to be some ruling and reigning going on. But we're not going to spend all of eternity listening to Alyssa giggle.
Promise. Right. So what were we just saying? You're not as patient as me. That's why I'm the boss man. I'm more patient.
Okay.
Right? That doesn't help me any, probably. It doesn't help my ascension to be patient.
No. You ascending, dark soul ascension? Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, Dark Soul. Oh, yeah. I'm not even in this game. I can't even ascend. Not allowed to ascend. Can't.
Yeah.
Impossible.
You're like one night in Bangkok. You just rule the game, Bob.
Right. I'm actually the tech body, the thing that's not human, that's not engaged in the ascension game, and is irrelevant to it. That's sort of like technology, right? That's what I am. I'm the original technology, Carol.
You shut down. You sat down. You shut down tech. You shut down the. Academia.
Okay, so
we did get you a little bit of football. We did get you a little bit of football, though, Bob. That's going to be good. It's going to be aberrated. They got to live a little. They were dying. It was getting really ugly, 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 ugly. We're going to get them a little
football.
They
got favored. The NBA ain't going to make it, but a little football will survive.
Football is going to be okay if they don't. Unless they start this bowing and scraping and poking and pumping. We want to see football, pigs, and fucking. That's all. If you don't have that, we're not going to talk all this double talk. And if they start that, then it'll be a quick end of the season, and the coronavirus will wipe them out. Don't worry.
Right. If you say pigs, you're expressing me. That's me, because I apparently want pigs. So you said fucking pigs and football.
And
three F's.
And the football is made from a pig skin, Bob.
It all comes from pigs. I said three F's. No, it's two F's. But pigs are part of the F process.
No, you're talking about feuding, fucking, and fighting. That's what you're talking about. That's a different thing. That's a Saturday night thing. That's different.
All right.
So
okay. This crazy video called Anyone Up by, I don't know the band, but they're showing a party in Berlin, and the band's screaming ridiculous noise. Why? And I wonder why
like
the people.
Zappa, just like Zappa, like Zappa.
No. His noise is better. But what is appealing to people in that song?
Nothing. It's different. Something they can hook to. They can hitch their dream on a star, Bob. So if they like that, they get around other things that like that.
Well, is it the imagery? Because the band's called Eskimo Callboy, so that's interesting. Describing me. Yeah, technology is an Eskimo Callboy.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, so they scream and yell. No, wonderful harmonies, like they claim the Beatles had, or other kinds of harmonies. And then there's all this excessive hedonism imagery. What are people, what are they attracted about? The frenetic, tactile hysteria of the video? Is that what they like?
To them, in a little while, that won't even, it's like in the days of AC/DC. The AC/DC is nothing now, but in the days it was avant-garde. They're running out of avant. All they have left is guard.
Right. So what is it that young people, is it a way to get out of their dull homes? To have this experience virtual or not.
Yeah, so they can get some Coroni, spread some Coroni around.
Right, so it's the basic stupidity of humans wanting to have no rules, and that appeals, however it's presented to people.
No, but see, no rules is a rule. So there is rules,
right.
They have no regard, say that way.
Is that because they have to pay more? So this song may be popular right now because everybody's under all these new COVID rules, and tensions and restraints. So you have to have a more liberating, chaotic, anarchistic image to balance it off, right? So that's what's appealing.
Which is the same thing Zappa was actually trying to do in his day when he was looking for the perfect note.
Right. He was trying to free people. You've said that. Liberate people from whatever.
Yeah.
He used to call them penguins in bondage. They were penguins in bondage. So he would. Okay, so that was a side thing. The tech body, still trying to see, something's different, it's more involving, so McLuhan's principle that electronic media and digital media become more involving, which we call addicted, and it's even more subtle than that simple term implies. So we're getting swallowed up, it's harder to resist it, and there's something in humans that Ian says, you need to activate this special part of yourself, we call it ascension, and that pays off, because in the long run, you're just torn apart. That's the problem? You're torn apart.
Torn asunder.
Okay, so Carol, the tech body's always been here. The tech body is Bob, because Bob's a dark soul. And
the tech body was nicer when there was a guff.
Right. And now there's no guff, but there is still the juice from the guff, which is the unrealized creation.
The unrealized creations. And so that makes it even more. But so now they're back, and they still don't have their creations resolved. So that's why you get that zombie effect.
Right. So you said they're back. They are humans, or including dead people? What's the they?
The dead people are back. That's
right.
What the masks are for. That's what the masks are for, so you won't be able to tell them. Have you ever smelled the breath of a dead person, Bob?
No. But so
You've been to enough funerals. You don't ever give them a kiss.
I don't even go. I send representatives. I don't go to funerals.
when you lay them in the ground, you don't give a little peck on the cheek to see, make sure they have a good way to go. And you bury them, they owed you money. You should have went to see if they had your money in their
pocket. Are
you
saying that the smell I would get from their breath is what the smell is of people who wear masks a lot? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, man. It's very bad, so the mask covers up the smell.
Oh, okay. But for actual dead people, but for those who are not dead, the mask makes them have a smell like dead people, the ones who aren't dead.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. That's right. Sulfur.
Okay,
Go.
Do you want to see if you understand the tech body? Like, what do you make of what you – did you sleep through that? Yeah, I think she slept through that. She didn't care. She got the answer, the rebate. Why does she care about what the syndrome is or even explaining it? But before I go on to other questions, Carolyn, do you want to say anything about – do you understand tech body a little deeper, Carolyn?
Not really.
Do you get the point that every technology did that to us? That's the usefulness, the warning of McLuhan's, the medium is the message. Everything did that all the way through, right?
Yeah.
It's what Charlemagne did, Bob. You keep giving McLuhan credit. He goes with the Dark Ages. That's why they were dark.
Because of what Charlemagne did?
Yep.
They like to say that he brought us out of the Dark Age. He was the beginning.
Yeah. But
he didn't. Oh, okay. Was he working with Ophanel and me, Eric Soul?
Yeah, he was chasing. He didn't like you, but he was really after Carolyn. She was hot.
Carol was always around. Carol was always accompanying Ophanel. Yeah, it's
now come and go, come and go.
Do you run the tech body more than me?
Probably.
Are you, since people don't know what Ion is, Ion's not a god or an angel or anything,
no.
But includes those capacities,
no.
Includes that, but you're more than that. So are you something that humans, is beyond humans' imagination? They used to think that God was something you can't say, utter, or imagine. But
G-od. They'd say G-od. They wouldn't even let you say the words.
Yeah. Well, that thing that we couldn't imagine, weren't allowed to talk about and all that stuff, is what you are. And you're not, and there's stuff beyond you, or you are the ultimate beyond.
There's stuff beyond us. There's
right.
The God's
but,
peculiar people who are not.
Right. And
the
but
land of
for
not.
For little people, you're God enough for them. You know, you're you can whoop any of them easily.
Yeah.
Okay.
So far.
So, all right. Now, do you like my point that Pong is the original tech body because that's what we're doing? When I go on and post stuff and people react, we're ponging back and forth. That's always what it is. Just a little more sophisticated, involved more sensory imagery, correct? That's it.
Yes, so far.
Yeah. Okay. Is digital technology all about remembering or memory? Is
no.
It an extension of perfect
no.
memory?
No, it's not. Because you don't remember.
That's right.
How can something be an extension of memory when you don't ever recall?
When you don't ever recall it.
Right.
What you say? Yes. So, well, yes. That's the numbing process. And Bert was very excited about the numbing idea.
Yeah. It may or may not. We'll see. It may or it may not. We'll see. But, yes, that is the construct that you're having to address.
The numbing process, right? That's another way of saying the medium is the message. We are numbed, zombified by the technology. So, What?
There you go with that bullshit.
Okay, wait. Take your remags, taste bad. That balances any statement. That's how I balance, you know. I used to say way back there, Bob, you can state McLuhan stuff, but you have to go, however, Bob says,
however,
so we have Bob's statement.
Right.
However,
that's
the RNA drops, taste bad.
Perfect. That's good. Hey, Carolyn, if you really genuinely did that correctly, Carolyn might let you gossip. All right. You spend all day long talking about magnesium. She might give you an ass pass, Bob. Wouldn't that be nice?
All right. Okay. Now, so digital technology numbs the memory faction, or is it numbing?
Now listen. Now be careful. It can. It doesn't have to.
Right.
Be careful. It can. It doesn't have to.
Well, that's the numbing of any statement, but especially McLuhan's statement, the medium's message. You numb people into thinking that's the rule, and you forget.
Okay.
Now, the drama of cognition is humans seem to know, and this would be their unconscious ascended self, they know that they're interacting with an environment. Sometimes they run the environment, sometimes the environment runs them, and it's probably wise to know it's a give-and-take situation. Or is that
wrong?
Well,
you should know the difference. You should know. No, you should know the difference.
Okay. How many psychonauts, psychopaths, and whatever, or assigned killers, are planning to snuff Trump? How many is he up against? How many are being deployed against him?
Well, if you asked Alex Jones, he ain't got a prayer. But
right.
That's another conversation, though, isn't it?
Okay, we could go into that a bit. So I listened to Alex Jones last night. For some reason, I never listened to him. I don't like his grating voice. But he was naming things that we know from you, like Trump was poisoned.
Yeah.
A lot of what he said, there's a coup against him. And Mattis, General Mattis, and them were planning months ago. You would have gone into that if we had time.
We did. Mad Dog Mattis. We went through that. And why he got rid of him and how they're all going to jail and even got old stupid Roger Stone. We've talked a bunch about Stone. Now he's got Roger Stone in the hoosegow with him. So, yeah, he's just following the line. Got to put it out there, Bob. Got to put it out there. It's got to be in the National Enquirer. Got to be in the National Enquirer, Bob.
Is it like an unrealized creation? He's saying things that Ian says to me confidentially. He's putting it out there.
No. If it's not in the National Enquirer, somebody might believe it.
All right. So Alex is a National Enquirer?
Yeah. The magazine, the Rag National Enquirer?
No one would believe it.
If it's in the National Enquirer, nobody believes it. So that's what this is. So if Alex Jones is crowing about it, nobody takes it serious. And he acts like that everybody's after him and all this kind of crap. And it's like, who the fuck is listening to him anyway? It's ridiculous.
All right. So he was saying he's going to get bombed. And he was telling people, don't take it. Resist. Do not accept the murder of me. All that's bullshit. No, he doesn't understand that he's irrelevant. He can't be believed anymore. Okay, so
it's perfect. It's perfect because his words are together. His words came straight from your show.
Does he listen to us?
Yes, his people do, Bob.
Right, okay, so they know we're sort of reliable.
Well, so far everything you said has come true. And so far, it lines up with him going to the hospital. It lines up with him. It lines up with them trying to kill him at Walter Reed. It lines up with everything else that he's run into about how that now that they're after him from another tiered level and how they're going to try to run him out and how Nasty Pelosi's going to be in the White House and she's going to be the president and they're going to run him crazy and blah, blah, blah. So it's just the same.
Where it is now.
Job stamp.
Yeah. Yeah, where it is now. Yeah, you were talking about Trump there, not Alex Jones or J.W. You were talking about Trump in that little one minute thing. So, but the polls are going down. He really is doing a good job getting himself to be the underdog again, isn't he? Based on Drudge.
He's trying to. But then he comes up with these moments of lucidity, and it really fucks things up. He says brilliant things. Then you got Biden who says 199 million people have died from the coronavirus. You're like, God damn, ain't that many million people in the fucking world, you stupid numbnuts. And 70,000 people died in the military from COVID. When he's quoting Minnesota. He's quoting Minnesota. And he didn't even know that. And they come right back and say, he made a mess. He made a doo-doo. Making these little mistakes.
Right now, is there a chance for Kamala Harris to become president?
Not unless you make a big, not unless you really fuck things up, that she doesn't.
Right. Does she get like Hillary believing that the polls and believing she could, she knows Biden's going to be dropped off. She believing that she's going to become president? Because Carol said she said the other day, Harris administration. Did she actually say that?
Yeah, Harris. She said Harris Biden instead of Biden Harris.
Oh,
but so did
okay.
But wait a minute. So did Hyde and Biden. He said the same thing in a Harris Biden administration. He said the same damn thing. So he's fucked up as she is. They're both ready for the old folks home, Bob.
Now, that's because she did so many bad things as Attorney General of LA or whatever and got a lot of bad conscience and distracting thoughts, you know, can't be efficient. She's deluded. Yeah. Okay, so she's becoming deluded. Okay, so we got many people. So Alex Jones, if he's sounding like me, if Alex is catching stuff that we say, it's because his people are listening. Okay, that's interesting.
And now he said he's doing research. Now listen to what he says. What does he say? That I've been up all night long doing research.
Yeah.
I've been listening. I've been listening. I'm like y'all. I get things. I'm in tune to what's really going on. You listen to what he said? Sounds just like you, Bob.
Yes. Yeah. He's imitating me. Does he know that he once talked to me back in 2002?
Everybody
remember
has,
that,
Bob. Of course, Bob. You're probably why they're trying to kill his. He'd say you're probably the reason they're trying to kill his family right now.
Because of me, because he's connected to me.
Yeah. Connect to Bob, you lose your time.
Oh, okay. So there's this book by Carl Jung called Ion, AION. And somebody said Scott found a videotape. Wow, Jordan Peterson, an expert on Carl Jung, a Jungian psychologist, refuses to read the book. He's frightened by it. Now, these two young guys are explaining a bit about the book. Scott drew me to attention to this video. And they were saying, well, the Piscean Age had Christ. Now the Aquarius Age has to have the Antichrist. But it's not as cut and dry, cliche, good and evil as people think, normal people. There's something unfolding in the Antichrist. It's necessary to balance off the Christ action. And I see that Ion, when Ion looks crazy and demonic, I say, well, Ion is the whole realm of non-physical. It has to include the demons and the bad things as well as the good things. Would you agree with that? That's what you're presenting.
They're not good or bad. They're just things.
Yeah, and that you have to act it out and show us, and then we have to realize, well, Ion is not bad. So therefore, the demon is not bad. That's you're creating a detachment.
It's not even necessarily the demon. It's not so much even about a demon. It's more, you're going right into Blavatsky.
Blavatsky, right? Does she understand some of this?
Yeah,
she wrote it. Okay, so Ion. So Jung is influenced by Blavatsky. They all were, right? Back then,
yes.
The modernists. And, okay, so these kids are saying Jung is so brilliant. But if I look closely at the book, and I have a copy, I would see elements of Iondom in what Jung was talking about, writing.
Sure. All the elemental stuff, the simple stuff. It didn't get too detailed. They don't know enough to know. But
right.
What
it's,
they know,
it's not
it's
worth
presentable.
My... I looked at it. What? What'd you say?
It's not going to rock your world.
Right, and I noticed that when I read a bit of it. I said, we know this, and we're on beyond. Our point, as Bert and I were saying, anybody can have a think tank and make suggestions and speculate about quantum physics and all this, but we actually have the solutions and present it. No one's ever done. Has there ever been a institute that did that over the last millennia?
Not yet.
They all tried to. Pythagoras, Socrates, Plato, they all had their institutes and were trying to do something, right? But they never got as far as us, where we have a cook, Carolyn, and a mind, Bob, working together. And we can actually express solutions in response to what's happening.
You call that work. Okay, we'll give it to you. Do you think that's work?
No, it's not work for us. No way. But
okay, good.
You didn't have a cook and a a mind working together, right? Minds didn't do nothing. They just went and had their little forums and bullshit. And the women made the food, but they weren't brought together.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's what's pretty neat here. And it is also very archetypal and aesthetically pleasing. The whole point of history, the unfoldment of social order, was to lead to this point, and key people along the way saw that's the point. Now we're doing it.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so Carl Jung, interesting, but it's again, I mean, he could say Aeon, A-E-O-N, because it's about the Platonic month and stuff like that, spans of time and the changes and the forces. Did he spell it A-I-O-N or channel it to actually indicate us, and he didn't know what he was doing? The spelling is important, A-I-O-N?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, he doesn't really mean us. He did not see what we were doing. He ideologically saw that the idea of evil had to be softened, right?
Right.
I think that's what
that's
these
right.
kids were saying. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing. Bert and I were talking about it. Somebody, the different things Ian has said. You said to Sheila Cole, it helped her. She says, Canada's great. But to me, says Sheila, America is bad. I see it on TV. It's worse off than us. And then you said, no, Canada's going to have a bad time. But then you said, America's going to fall too. And then she liked that. Oh, okay. If Canada's going down, then our enemies, the Americans are going to go down too. But how does that
they're all
going to
die.
Americans or both countries?
No, they're all going to die.
Is that from the caldera, or is that just one part?
No, Bob. No, Bob. The people are gonna the mass die off. That's the people. That's the country.
That's right. Everywhere.
Canadians are gonna die. Americans gonna die. And you know how you know this? You know how this? The Bank of England. They've been in doing business for 365 years, and now they're going to zero interest rates.
They just announced it. Wow.
Well, no, not yet. You'll know. But it's actually going to be negative. It's going to be negative interest rates.
And this is where Croker mentioned back in the late 80s, the economy runs on empty. He had it in quotes, empty.
Yeah.
They don't have anything. They can't function. So they have
and
to
see,
operate.
When interest rates are zero, guess what that means? That means money has no value. Because you have this money and you put it in the bank and it earns interest. That has a value. If you put it in the bank, it doesn't earn any interest, then it doesn't have any value. There it goes.
Wow. But they have to keep functioning as an afterimage, so to speak.
That's only because you said keep typing. So that's what they're doing from home. Keep typing from home.
Okay, so back to this issue where America's going to collapse, people are going to die, we're going to have peace, and then tribulation. But the mountain won't let the USA dollar go. Is that true? Does that still hold?
You don't worry about the U.S. dollar. The drops are the currency, Bob, not the U.S. dollar.
All right. So they're gonna keep America powerful because these Canadians showed up. That's the point. We saved America. We're saving America, at least for the degree the mountain would want to save America. It's because we're here. Is that what you're saying? And what we're doing?
Mm-mm. No, it's not what we're saying at all. You're making a point about something about the U.S. dollar. Well, the U.S. dollar doesn't have anything to do with anything. We're not saving the U.S. dollar. That's not America.
Okay. So it's like the Chinese people. America is the people. The ones who survive. It's an arena for ascension. They're saving the arena for ascension.
Yeah. It's like in the song, the Portal song, Aperture Science. For the ones who survive.
That's right, Aperture Science. And that's what we do, working with non-physical. What I call doing science with non-physical is Aperture Science, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Somebody sent me Washington Post climate, glaciers breaking Antarctica Pine Island thwaites. I think Susanna sent this and asked, is this another indication of the poles slipping? What's going on with the Antarctic? Right. So I don't need to look up the stories. It is the polls flipping. All right.
Yep.
And
isn't that great? You don't have to deal with that shit.
Right. We know. So the final point would be, is there something about May Brussels that you want to talk about? Or are we still waiting to find out more of what you're saying I don't get about May Brussels?
You're going to see. She did work, Bob, and she was the only reason she did the work is she was scared to death. She was the most frightened person in this planet.
Because she saw what was
coming.
Very
scared. She saw what was happening.
Right. Well, back then in the 70s.
She was able to connect the dots.
Yeah. In other words, she saw the tech body rising.
In essence, and she thought it was some German, some Russian, some Nazi, something. And you can call it whatever you want to call it. See, we don't care what you call it. It becomes like X-Files. Your X-Files, you remember your X-Files that you used to watch.
She intuited the X-File scenario?
Conundrum, yes.
Right. And she anthropomorphizes incorrectly, but she did see what
she saw. She saw the issue. She saw the zeitgeist as the problem, and the zeitgeist was the answer.
Right. So she, the answer in terms, it wasn't as bad as she thought it was? Is that what you mean?
No, the solution. She was trying to make the problem be what was wrong, and that was the answer. The solution was her problem. And that was her solution.
Right. What was the tech body, which horrified her, was a solution, but she couldn't see it as a solution. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. She saw it. She saw it as a problem.
Right.
Only.
Okay. So you.
That's why her chart, the way her chart went, her chart was so precise, and so, but yet scattered, precise.
Yes.
You don't take notes like that, but they were like little dots, like. Taking chewing gum paper and writing something down on it and tucking it away. Oh, this is very important and some stupid thing. You're like, fucking chewing gum paper. Why are we doing this? Or napkins, cocktail napkins and foolishness.
That's what she did.
That was so important. Yes, because she was scattered. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so McLuhan predicted tech body. She didn't predict it, but she saw it.
She saw what was wrong with it.
She didn't know what was wrong with it. And she misinterpreted the wrong part and missed the other wrong part. But McLuhan saw services in some way of the tech body, more than anybody else probably did. If you're saying the tech body was a solution, he saw that part?
Mm-hmm.
Allowed himself to see a little bit. All right, that's a perfect answer. I think we can end.
Very good. Happy day.
All right, so thank you very much. Thanks for the details, and we'll talk to you soon, and hope JW keeps feeling better.
Always. Happy days. He's on the road.